Today is a big day if you love to shop online. It's Cyber Monday, and I always know it's Cyber Monday because Raven pays no attention to what's happening on the show.
Say what?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
I feel like you're so consumed with the 17,000 emails that we're going to get today offering 4% off or whatever.
If I spend $200, they're going to give me $50 free.
I told you. This is going to happen all day long. And it makes me wonder, are the Cyber Monday deals even real anymore? Is even a real thing?
I think that this year the Cyber Monday deals have a better chance of being the most realist they've been in years because they spread Black Friday out throughout the entire month.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I actually get caught up in all these like big headlines that they send me on the emails.
Well, as you're consumed, you're not even paying attention. You're halfing your computer right now.
Starting right now.
Yeah.
Busy.
Uh-huh. But, you know, they send the things like 60% off plus 10% off or get this for only $9.99 today. And it's hard because throughout the year, now that we have like the Amazon Prime days and there's all these different specials that happen like Christmas in July, you don't really know what are the best deals to be had.
Yeah, you can save like $2.
So I Googled best things to buy on Cyber Monday. And you know what came up?
TVs, computers. I don't need either of those anymore. I have so many TVs and I have many computers. I have a computer right now I haven't even opened yet.
Beauty products.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what? That's actually pretty good because I don't, like, you don't see those go on sale all that often.
Look at, I see the glimmer in your eyes.
Oh. Kitchen items.
I want to tighten my skin while in the kitchen today and on the computer at the same time. Like, if I don't have those things lined up, today is the perfect day for me to shop.
Shoes are best to be bought today.
I mean, who's going to do this show?
I mean, not for nothing, but I mean, I'm not going to buy anything for anybody else, but I'm going to have new shoes, a blender. I don't know, maybe some blush. It's a big day. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Well, today is all about Cyber Monday. Raven, I've already been on like pins and needles because I think that somebody's trying to scam me.
What happened?
Scam is the big word today.
Okay.
We'll get to it in just a second. But, you know, this is the day to get the most deals, or so they say.
Yeah, I mean, right. I've been ramping up throughout the entire week, getting myself all hyped.
Yeah.
Did the regular store shopping there. And of course, we all believe that we're missing out on a deal. I think that's just human nature, right? So you wait, you wait, you wait, you read every email.
Well, it's funny you should bring up the emails. One of the things they say about the scams is if you get like the email, don't click on the link. Instead, if it's like an email from, say, Macy's or something like that,
yeah,
don't click on the link. Instead, open up a different browser and go to Macy's website from there. Because if you click through on the link, a lot of times those emails are fraudulent and they're bringing you to fake sites, which I've fallen for before.
Well, it's amazing how accurate they look.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really, you know.
But if you do want to get the Cyber Monday deals, I mean, all the best to you as you're shopping out there. They're saying go early, shop early online because a lot of the stuff will sell out as the day gets later. Set a firm budget. So you don't overpay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever. I mean, you're supposed to, you know that.
Discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wish we all had it.
Make sure you actually are getting a real deal because a lot of times they mark up the prices and then they show a discount and it's fake. It's fake news. It's not even a real discount.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And there's websites like Camel that will tell you the actual price versus what you're paying right now.
Okay.
They're saying to avoid the shipping delays, make sure you do the pickup if you can, like go to a local store and pick up.
Sure.
So you don't have to deal with the porch pie. Pirates and them stealing all your stuff, which I'm sure as we get closer to Christmas, it'll be all we hear about.
I guess that's good advice, too. Yep.
Yeah. And then it comes the scams. And the scams are what have me on pins and needles today. So this has been all over the news over the last couple days because they're estimating that $7 billion will be lost in scams today.
Wow.
Please make sure that you're only using your credit card so that if there's ever anything that goes wrong with that transaction, you have a course of action to take that bank's going to help you.
She says make sure your antivirus software is up to date, the sites you're on are legitimate, and never respond to unsolicited texts or emails.
Uh-huh.
Why is she like holding a lecture in the background while somebody else is talking over her?
That's because it's like one of those news things.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just doing news stuff. So I woke up this morning. And I had two text messages from over the night from PayPal. Now, if you use PayPal regularly, you know that a lot of times they'll send you a verification code through your text. They'll say, how do you want your verification code? Plenty of places do it. And then you say text or email or phone call or whatever. So I got two of them from PayPal over, like, one was at 2:30 in the morning. One is at, I think, like 3:45 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm clearly not shopping at 2:30 in the morning. I'm asleep. And I know my husband is asleep next to me.
Yeah.
So who's trying to get access to all my PayPal accounts in the middle of the night? They're starting early today. They're really, and the crazy part about it is usually when you think about these scams, you think about the elderly that fall for them, right?
Sure.
Average age today that somebody will fall for a scam, 25 and 45.
Wow.
Because we've become so accustomed to shopping online and the ease of it that we don't question things anymore.
You know, it's true because I remember a lot of people being very paranoid about it at first. And me, I kind of dove into online shopping pretty early. Once I got comfortable with it, I was like, great. At the same time, you get people that kind of came into it late and then they'll show you that they bought something and I'll be like, you bought this off an ad on Facebook? I was like, come on.
Yeah, the Facebook ones are a big, big red flag today. They're saying don't click through on Facebook ads today because it's definitely not going to get you what you want.
Go directly to the stores. That's what you want to do. Like you said, go right online to those websites. You're going to be safer.
Yeah. Good shopping today.
Good luck.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Diana sent us a Facebook message. When somebody responds in GIFs and you're a grown adult, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, that's every guy conversation that I'm in, every group text. That's all that we respond with, memes and GIFs.
Yeah, and several of them, like in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one leads to another one, you know, but it is a conversation in our own language. I understand it might be strange for some people.
What drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Barbara.
If you don't teach your child what his last name is and what his parents' real names are and where he lives, his street address, that's all I need to know about you. And your child should know it by now.
Yeah, I mean, whatever child we're talking about, a hypothetical, if they can speak right at
any
a certain
child,
age, right after this, shortly after that, then they should know their information. That would definitely be helpful.
I know Dakota knows I'm talking about my 4-year-old. My 13-year-old, I'm pretty sure, knows all that, so we're good. But the 4-year-old, she knows her first name or last name. She knows, well, she calls me Anna all the time because she hears her big sister do it, and then I have to yell at both of them. But I don't know if she knows our address. That I don't know.
Well,
I'm actually certain she doesn't.
Well, I haven't bought it, so maybe not.
Right.
Well, I see you working on that today after a very, very long day.
Hey, Hillary, that's all I need to know about you.
I cannot stand cigarette butts out of the window of a car. I cannot stand littering in general, but seeing cigarette butts flicked out of a window, oh, it irks me so badly. This earth of ours.
Yeah, no respect for that or the animals. I have an ashtray. I know they don't make them in cars anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
So Marlboro will send you an ashtray.
Oh.
I mean, it's better than no ashtray.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one polluter of, like, beaches and maritime. I it just irks me so badly, but I'm glad I could get it off my chest.
Mm. There you go. Erica, that's all I need to know about you.
If you claim to be a vegan, but then you really love going to the zoo, that's all I need to know about you.
It took me a minute to understand that, but now that I figured it out and connected all the dots, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, we just like to look at animals as long as they're not on your plate.
I guess I see the correlation, but I don't think I agree, right? You could be an animal lover and an appreciator and be there at the zoo and taking account of that. And by the way, you know, most zoos, they're not going out and, like, you know, roping somebody or throwing a net over somebody nowadays, right? They're taking an animal that's been rescued or taken from someplace else before. So those animals can't just be released. You're not going to let Norm the gorilla back into the woods and expect him to be fine. So you're not eating Norm the gorilla, and you're not necessarily keeping him incarcerated so much as you're just keeping him healthy.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit of it's a conundrum.
Yep.
It'll give you an aha moment, I guess.
Thank you.
Did you ever say something and then you immediately regret it afterwards?
Yeah. Of course.
They came out with a list of things that you only eat during the holiday season. Gingerbread, eggnog, which oddly I remember producer Sean, you love eggnog.
I love eggnog.
You would drink it year-round if it was given an opportunity. Right?
Oh, I would.
Yeah. Plum pudding, which I don't even understand what that is and who's actually eating plum pudding.
It's tasty, but I mean, again, it's the type of thing that only comes out during the holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you get your plum pudding? How strange.
Somebody's got to make it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to make it in the family.
Chestnuts. Yeah, chestnuts only during the holidays.
Never on my list.
No. Yeah.
Not even during the holidays.
I like chestnuts.
Okay.
Yeah. But also on the list was deviled eggs, which is ironic because last week, as we were getting ready for Thanksgiving, we were talking about what we make for Thanksgiving, and we had this conversation.
every year I make these jalapeno and bacon deviled eggs.
Oh.
And if I don't make them, it's like, don't show up, Sean.
Yesterday I was going in the grocery store and I saw the deviled eggs and how to, and there was like a kit on how to make them. I don't know. And I was like, ew, like who actually eats these deviled eggs?
Are you crazy? What?
Seriously,
are
yeah.
you crazy?
I've no. never had a deviled
First
egg in
item
my life.
Gone.
What?
What?
Never. Never in my oh. life have I have a deviled egg.
I'm making them. That's it. I'm making them now.
And now I immediately regret it because there's a plate of deviled eggs standing next to me.
I'm stoked. Now, one thing that Sean was saying before was that he has to make so many because they go so fast.
Yep.
So are these leftover eggs that you made for Thanksgiving or are these a fresh batch that you made yesterday, first and foremost?
These are not. These are a fresh batch I made yesterday.
Okay.
I made 3 dozen on Wednesday and then another dozen last night.
Okay. All right. Just a dozen. That answers my question.
I need to know.
That's 24 eggs.
I don't know much about deviled eggs, so I apologize if you're rolling your eyes at me right now. What is I see that it's a hard-boiled egg, but what's inside of it?
I'll let the chef explain.
Thank you.
So you scoop the yolk out and you mix it with like mayonnaise, mustard. I do grape upon though. Gives a little more of a spice and a little more of a kick. A little bit of sweet relish. You also want to put a little bit of a dash of salt in there, a little bit of paprika.
All right. And
mayonnaise.
Now, do you eat it like sushi where you put the whole thing in your mouth or you bite it?
I go all in.
You can. I mean, you can put that whole thing in your mouth like a delicious canoe.
Yeah.
Or you can, take a bite or whatever.
I don't think I could shove that whole thing in my mouth and be okay with it.
Did you do as I instructed and leave some jalapenos off some of your favorites there?
I did. I chose two that I didn't put the paprika on just so I know that they're yours.
Okay.
All right, give me one. Let me just get this over with.
I mean, I love paprika. Did you bring it to sprinkle a little on there for me or no?
I did not.
All right.
You're going to have to survive without it.
All right, so these two here, those are ravens.
All right.
Am I the only one that finds this incredibly unappetizing?
You are. I mean, some people don't think of them as a holiday, like, food for this time of year. They think of it as more like, you know, barbecue food.
They're cold. Are they supposed to be cold?
Yes, they're supposed to be cold.
All right.
Well, they look good.
I shouldn't have smelled it. I should not have smelled it. That was a mistake.
Why would you smell it?
I don't know. All right.
Mm-mm.
Well, they are pretty good. I don't want to hurt your feelings. They're not as good as my mom's or my wife's, but they're pretty good.
No one ever does as good as mom.
Right.
Mm. Okay. It's fine. But
I'm not going to vomit, she says.
Right. But, like, I wouldn't choose to eat this if it was on a table with other things.
So
but I don't
sad.
Like hard-boiled eggs, I guess, right?
You know what? You got to try them at a barbecue when you're wearing like a red, white, and blue, like American flag Budweiser bathing suit.
Okay.
Then if you shove that in your mouth, then I think you're going to feel pretty good about it right there.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for bringing these in.
I'm going for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going for the rest of the tray.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Shayna, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now, and he lives alone. And he put up a Christmas tree recently. I thought that it was for me, but it turns out he told me he does this every year. And I just, I don't know. I can't seem to figure out whether it's just me or if this is like a really weird thing to do.
Huh. Why do you think it's weird? Just because he lives alone?
Yeah, because like, I mean, I feel like normally you put up a Christmas tree for, you know, like other people to see and, you know, presents under it, like for other people. It's like a group thing, right? Like you open up presents under the tree with other people. I don't know. That's why I'm calling, because I'm curious about your guys' opinion.
Are we single shaming people?
I think that's what you're doing. I mean, you're being a little bit cynical in this situation. Boy, I know it's tough to be a woman with the outfits and the different things you get to choose. It's tough to be a guy and choose what's the thing that doesn't creep out the woman that you're dating, right? I mean, here he is spreading a little bit of Christmas cheer. It puts him in a good mood. It raises his spirit. I love to look at lights. I don't need any gifts or anything like that around there. I like the decorations up.
Okay.
When I'm home alone and my wife goes out, like I plug in the tree, I still do all those things because it makes me feel festive.
Wait,
so
hold on, but let me ask you a different question.
Sure.
You were single many times during your life.
Yeah.
Okay. And you lived alone at certain times.
Yes.
Did you put up a Christmas tree for just yourself?
I mean, come on, girl. It was cuffing season. I don't think I was all that often single at Christmas time. But usually there was some sort of decorations or a tree wherever I was living or staying at that time. So let's say I had roommates, but we weren't dating or whatever.
But roommates is different if you lived alone.
I would still put something up. I would. I mean, if you don't, you just feel like you're what? waiting for death to arrive?
I wouldn't.
Why?
I wouldn't. I'm not saying it's wrong for somebody to do it if it means something to them.
Yeah.
But if I was by myself, right, I would not want the extra burden of having to deal with putting it up, taking it down. To me, like that sounds like just more work for me. I wouldn't be into it.
I'm sorry. Okay. So let me understand this. The two of you girls are going to save your time for what? To read sad romance novels or
watch
something?
TV.
You're not dating anybody. You're by yourself. All you have is time. Fill that time up. You can decorate that tree at 3 a.m. if you wanted to. When you know you're sad and lonely and crying and you didn't go to the bar and you're seeing other people coming back with couples.
I don't see. You're making her feel bad. And you're making. Okay. And I'm just saying.
Okay, Gina, I got my answer.
No, but I see where you're coming from where, like, I don't think personally I would. I wouldn't.
People are going to visit this person. He's not just your man standing in an apartment waiting for you alone. He probably has parents, family. He might even have siblings, for God's sakes.
How big is the tree? Is it a small tree or is it like a full-size tree?
It's like a full-size tree.
Real or fake?
It's real. It's real. He goes and buys a real one every year.
It smells great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
You know what
else is the cat going
to
climb
clean up? It's so messy.
I understand where you're coming from. I say if it's meaningful to him, then sure, all the power to him. But if I were you, in the back of my head, I would have the same thought that you're having.
That he's a serial killer?
Thank you.
No, you guys are crazy.
No, I would just be like, oh, really? You put up a tree? Okay. You know what? Let's ask. Five Call says it all. What would you do? Do you think this is weird? Shayna called and she said that she'd been dating this guy for about 4 months. And over the weekend, by himself, he went and bought a real Christmas tree, a big one, and put it up. And she's like, isn't that a little bit strange?
It's not strange at all. It's Christmas time. Mm. The man went and got his tree. He had a life before he even met Sherry. Okay. And guess what? He told her that he gets a Christmas tree every single year. Why? Because he likes Christmas. Oh my God. This is strange.
I'm just saying he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Oh,
I'm not
thank
play
you for
that
the permission.
Game. But I understand where she's coming from because I wouldn't do it. If I was living alone, I wouldn't. But what do you think? Five Call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Tana Raven.
No, I think it's actually a good sign. It's really sweet. And he is getting into the holiday spirit. It's not weird. I think it's nice.
And he can organize his decorations and pull them out of the closet. I mean, this is smart things. I'm with you. Like, I think it's more a good thing than it is a bad thing. Definitely.
Anna and Raven, what do you think? Is it weird to put up a Christmas tree if you're single?
I think the lady is a Christmas Grinch, and shame on her. Take
right.
The whole, my man.
You know what? I got to tell you, if I'm dating a girl for 3-4 months and I hear her on the radio trashing me talking about my Christmas tree, I'll tell you right now, like, I'm either going to laugh or I'm going to be like, you know what? I think I'm pretty much all set with that. I don't know. If I got another one on the side burner there, I'm thinking that one moves to the front of the stove at that point. I don't know.
But she wasn't trashing him.
Mm-hmm.
She was just saying, do you find it odd?
Uh-huh.
And I agree with her.
It
does throw up a little bit of a, not a red flag, but just like, oh, that's interesting.
How about bring it up to me? How about not bring it up to us? Bring it up to me if we're dating.
Hey, Richard, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Putting up a Christmas tree if you're living by yourself?
Some people enjoy the festivities of the holidays. It's the same as Halloween. Some people decorate their whole house and they live by themselves. And they get into costumes. They get into, it could be Easter. You know, it could be a reminder of, you know, his childhood. And it's a happy moment in his life. Some people enjoy the holidays and like to decorate for them.
Right. Yeah. See, Richard's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Richard's a nice guy because Richard said some people, he means regular people. Regular people like to be happy. They like to be in a good mood. And the rest
everybody.
Of you are terrible people.
Well, I'm not a terrible person. I don't consider myself a terrible person, but I don't do the big Christmas decorations. And if I was alone, I don't think I would either, to be honest. Lexi, what do you think about this?
Definitely she's crazy. Everyone should have a little bit of Christmas spirit and let us hang up his Christmas tree.
Thank you very much. And I want you to remember that Anna was aligned with her.
I was not aligned. He's allowed to do whatever he wants, but I'm just saying I wouldn't if I was him.
Maria, what do you think about this? Is it weird if you're single, you put up your own tree?
No, I think that's amazing. I mean, especially if that means that they're like that motivated and love it and willing to put in like the money and the time and effort to like make something beautiful in their home, even if it's just for them. I'm like all about that. Go for it. Yes.
I love that, Maria. The first thing that you see is somebody that's willing to help you clean the house. This person will do chores.
Like, cares and like cares about their home, cares about their atmosphere. Like, and it's a guy. Like, that's amazing. I feel like, why are we even calling this out? Like, this is amazing. Like, this is an incredible thing. And like, props to him completely. If somebody thinks that's crazy, then he needs to not have them in their life.
You see that? I mean, if she was his neighbor, she'd be knocking on the door.
Yeah, no, I think it's nice. I think it's very nice. I'm just saying I wouldn't, but I don't think it's sweet.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why you're alone on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
I mean, I have my those children
well,
and that
know
husband.
What? But you would be okay. If you didn't.
All right.
Anna and Raven's hell of a story.
Everybody has a hell of a story. What's yours? Diana.
I was driving one day and I saw a little Shih Tzu cross the street. I knew that the Shih Tzu was probably lost. Before I got a chance to do anything, I did see a van in front of me pull over. A woman in scrubs got out of the van, and I saw her pick up the Shih Tzu. I just assumed it must have been her dog, but almost immediately I looked to my left, and I saw a sign on the utility pole that had the lost dog, a picture of the lost dog, and a phone number. And I just thought, let me just double check. Let me call that number. Let me just double check that that is the owner that I saw pick up the dog. So when I called them, the man answered and he said, it was definitely not me or my wife that picked up the dog that you saw. And he said, would you mind going to the police and telling the police what it is that you saw? So I did. I went to the police. I told them that I saw a van that had a very distinctive decal on the back of the van. It was a picture of a bull, and that it was a brunette woman in scrubs. Police did give me four pictures of a woman to look at, so I suppose they had already had an inkling of something. I was not able to identify the woman. Just gave the description of the truck, and that description of the truck having the decal of the bull on the back was what ended up getting that car pulled over. And I don't know the details of the detective work other than all of a sudden, bam, it was all over the news that there was a family at home that was running an illegal puppy mill. And they ended up finding dozens and dozens and dozens of dogs there. The woman that I saw in scrubs apparently worked for Bidewe, which is a very reputable adoption center here on Long Island. And I guess during the day she would work for Bidewe. And in the evening, she would go around stealing animals.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. The Shih Tzu they ended up finding had been completely shaved and was for sale online, as well as all the other dogs. I believe it was a family that was running this. There were three people arrested. The Shih Tzu ended up back home to the family. I believe they got most or all of the dogs back to the family. I was asked. I had been asked if I wanted my name on the paper and on the news. At first I said yes, but then I thought, I have a family and I don't know if there's anybody that is going to be really mad at me. Maybe other family members are going to be mad at me for, you know, busting this up. People get revenge. So then ultimately I said, no, never mind. And I withdrew my name. Of course, the family with the Shih Tzu, you know, they offered me dinner and a gift certificate, et cetera. Never expected that to happen from what I saw.
That's crazy. You witness a person stealing a puppy.
Well, I mean, right. The dog is lost. They're out there in the neighborhood. And then this other person goes and scoops them up because, look at me, I can breed all these different dogs as if I had access to these dogs regularly. And then they give them a new haircut and ship these other dogs that were stolen off to somebody else. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. I guess that's what whenever she would see a free animal, she would pick it up and then go pretend that she was a decent human being in the Bidewe.
And the crazy part about it is that you were able to look at that flyer on like the telephone pole and be like, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure that's that dog, and put two and two together. I don't know if I would be able to do that quickly.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to do it either because I automatically assumed that must have been the dog owner.
Right.
Right.
But good thing I did. They were very, very thankful, and I never expected it to blow up like it did all over the news.
Yeah, you busted an illegal puppy mill.
I mean, think about that, right? How many people's animals could have been returned or were returned after as a result of that or didn't have to deal with it in the future? That's a hell of a story.
It's a hell of a story. Thank you so
much,
Diana.
Thank you, guys.
If you have a hell of a story, too, you can head to annaandraven.com.
Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
It's back, the Santa tip line. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 833-431-0905. And you leave a message for the big guy.
I was being nice. I want a big house and Sam.
Mommy and Daddy being nice?
Yeah. I pay pretty nice. I'm paying much more, Daddy.
Okay, well, you got to hang up. Say goodbye to Santa.
Goodbye, Santa.
I'm pretty sure she wants either a big house or a big couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other. And she wants flowers and plants.
I mean, you deciphered that. I heard that in there, too.
Yeah.
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 Here's the thing about the Santa tip line. You can call and report who's been naughty, who's been nice, or you can just leave us a list of things you want.
Yeah.
We'll make sure the big guy gets it.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
I asked Dakota last night, my four-year-old, we were laying in bed, and I said, what are you going to ask Santa for?
Sure.
And she asked for a bunk bed with a pool.
Nice.
And I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know if Santa makes those in the North Pole, but I don't know.
Well, can he get his hands on an excavator? That's really the question.
Yeah. Message received yesterday.
Hey, hi. Santa, I'm calling because my pregnant girlfriend, she's almost due in January right after Christmas, and she's been a really, really well-behaved person. She has not been naughty at all. She hasn't had too many hiccups, didn't send me on the grocery store to the grocery store or gas station 3 a.m. or for a random craving. She's been awesome. And my little baby girl is my firstborn. I'm going to make sure that she's a good girl, too. Thank you so much, Dana. Goodbye.
Message deleted.
I mean, that's a relief when you got all that going on.
Yeah, but you can't call and report your pregnant girlfriend to the Santa tip line.
I mean, he's telling Santa that she's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, that it could have been worse.
I was waiting for him to say something dumb. But good, he didn't do it.
Message received yesterday.
So my dad has been really bad this year. He just keeps yelling at me a lot. My neighbor's been a very, very good girl. That's all I want to say. Love you, Maya, from Elizabeth. Bye.
Message deleted.
Sounds like somebody got in trouble hanging out with their neighbor.
Right. And the neighbor's probably bad news right there.
Right.
Dad got mad. Now she's like, I'll make this cool. What up, Maya? What up? It's me, Elizabeth.
Right. I can't come out of my room, but you know, but I can still use the phone.
Message received yesterday.
Where's the beef? All right, Santa. I've been a great boy, but I know my friend next to me, Mr. Kramer. He's been a very naughty boy. We got to be careful. All right. I've been a good boy. Kramer hasn't. Thank you, sir.
Message deleted.
Just throw your boy right under the bus.
Wait, not for nothing, but who starts a conversation with where's the beef? Who does that?
I think it was where's the beep.
Where's the beep?
For the message.
Oh, you know
not,
what?
Not a Wendy's commercial from 37 years ago.
Okay, no. That makes more sense.
Yes.
I was like, where's the beef? Yeah, Good thing we're here together,
right?
All right, if you want to call the Santa tip line too, you can put the number right in your phone. Call it whenever you want. Parents, very helpful for the kids. 833-431-0905. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. You're broke. I'm broke. We're all broke.
Yeah, no question about it. You don't even want to look today because you're still shopping today. It's not like it's actually stopping your habits yet.
Mm-hmm. What's the ridiculous thing you do to save money? They have a list of things that you're supposed to do now and really all the time to help you save some cash. This one, the first one was like, yep, I was signing me up for this. I was cleaning out my basement yesterday. I don't know about you, but I save every gift bag that's ever been given to me or my children in the history of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I must have 7,000 gift bags in my basement. And the number one thing you're supposed to do is reuse gift bags. And I was thinking about this yesterday as I was like trying to like figure out which ones were too gross to reuse and throw them away.
Sure, sure.
Is can I give like birthday gift bags for Christmas? Like they're all the same thing. You know.
So, you know, for a long time, what I do is, you know, I'm the guy like it doesn't mean that I don't care about you if you don't get a card from me, because I am notorious at buying cards for all different occasions for people and never sending them. So what I do is I pull the cards right out of the closet. Mm-hmm. I got a stack of them I've never used. Doesn't matter what holiday that card is for. I just cross it out with a Sharpie. And then I write the appropriate holiday on it, and I give that card.
Producer Sean, this is a good one for you. We were just talking about you were doing all your decorating last night. Use LED Christmas lights. It's supposed to save money on electricity. Is that real? Like, how much do you save?
They always say LED lights are better, but I don't know if it's the truth.
Well, it depends on how many lights you're putting up, really, like if you're going to see a significant difference. But, I mean, it is cheaper to run, and they are cooler. On the other hand, they're a bigger investment when you buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas lights are no joke now. If you're going out to buy new ones, man, they are pricey.
Producer John, you're going to love this one because you have a little one at home, too.
Yeah.
Regifting.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, a lot of times if I get toys that I hate for Dakota, like for her birthday,
sure,
I put them somewhere else where, and I just give
them. Just put them to the side. she'll forget them within an hour. She's already distracted.
She gets so many gifts on her birthday that sometimes I just take her birthday presents and rewrap them as Christmas presents. Yep. Because like she doesn't know the difference.
I have clothes that were given to me that I forgot were given to me, never got worn, are still on like the nice rack and everything like that. Yeah, those are getting given to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What's the ridiculous thing you do to save money? 1-800-330-9999. Erica.
Okay, so I love tea. However, I really don't understand why restaurants charge like $5 sometimes for teas. So you better believe I have tea bags in my purse and I ask for hot water.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's your right, right?
No.
Do you have the right to do that?
That's like you can't bring food or drink into places. That's definitely cheating, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, it sounds kind of like bringing a nip or a flask to the bar, right? And you ask for a ginger ale and top it off a little bit.
That's also cheating. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, but I knew that was cheating.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the tea was.
You know what I do? I reuse Ziploc bags. I feel like that's a normal thing, and I'm not cheating by doing that.
No, I've told you before. It's not normal to me.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what's in the bag.
Yeah. And if it was dry, if it was like crackers or something like that, you're all right. Yeah. There was a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. That's not cool. That's yesterday, I screwed up. I already screwed up on this thing. I ordered a soda yesterday at the diner. You can't do that in December, man. I shouldn't be able to do that till like April till my bills are paid. It was a $3 soda.
Yeah.
I should have just had water, please.
You feeling broke? You're not alone. People are saying that they're feeling more out of money than ever with inflation, and the holidays are here, and you want to be able to finally travel and do all the things you haven't been able to do over the last couple of years. Ugh.
Yeah. 30 days ago, I was in great shape. Now I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's ridiculous things that they're suggesting you do to save money. I mean, some of them are not ridiculous. Just refuse to pay shipping costs. I mean, you
it's not the way it works.
I can refuse and be mad, but like,
and you just never get it.
But I need something. Like, it's got to get to me, right?
Right. Like, you can't argue with your computer. I mean, if you call some sort of online distributor, do you think they care?
What do you do? The ridiculous thing you do to save money. 1-800-330-9999. Kay.
Not only do I reuse the Ziploc bag, I also reuse parchment paper, tinfoil, and I cut my paper towel roll in half. So I have 2 out of 1.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Cutting the paper towel roll in half.
How do you even do that?
You know what? I mean, that's a pretty good idea.
The diameter of it, so you end up with, they're like about a little bit larger than a toilet paper roll.
Do you need a chainsaw? Don't you think?
No, just a serrated knife.
All right.
No, just a serrated knife.
I'm into that, 100%.
You just want to cut something.
Right. That too.
Cam, what's that thing you do to save money?
So if I ever buy a shirt or anything like from the store, like at the department store, I go back twice within 2 weeks to see if it's gone on sale, just to see if I can get a price adjustment. I keep an eye on it for, you know, the 14-day window.
I bought a bunch of stuff on Banana Republic. It was full price, but I really needed it. And I had like a bunch of big events coming up.
Mm.
I kid you not, the day after, the whole website went on sale for 40% off. And I went to the store because I was like, I ordered this online.
Yeah.
And because I didn't have the actual items with me, they couldn't do a price correct. They had to make a note. I had to wait for the items to get delivered to me. Then I had to bring the items to the Banana Republic store and have them give me the discount and return them and rebuy them.
I once did that with construction materials. So we had all the materials bought for a deck that we were having built, and they hadn't delivered it yet, like because they were still waiting on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Big Memorial Day sale came, and I'm talking hundreds of dollars, but it was, you know, on some items, it was just a few, and they said, well, we don't do price adjustments here. I said, okay. I said, all right, well, all this stuff is still here in the store. I said, so what I'm going to do is wait for you guys to deliver it, call you up and tell you that you have to pull it back. Then you can ring it all back up for me, or you can handle it right here. They did it with a little bit of managerial help.
They'll do it. They can do anything.
That's right. Yeah. If they just want to. Right. If you could just convince them that it's the easiest way for them to go, that's the way that they'll do it.
Diana, what's the ridiculous thing you do to save money?
I am sort of the queen of the free trial period. I have several email addresses. I have tried free trials for almost anything. Some of them are really good, like the recipe boxes that you can get each week.
almost all of them offer like a free week of food. and you can cancel right after your week is done. So I've done that a couple of times each.
She's fed her family for a month on free boxes. Not bad. I mean,
it works. It works.
I had a social studies teacher, and they would teach us about like coupons and rebates and all that stuff back in the day. Mm-hmm. And this is before email was really a thing. So he would, you know, he would sign up him, his wife, his dogs, mm-hmm. his cat, his goldfish, everybody for these different rebates. And they would keep sending it as long as it's a different name. And I would imagine that the email is the equivalent of that. You know, the address is one thing, but, you know, if you are willing to have seven different email addresses, hey, you can make out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They'll spam any email address you give them.
Wow.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Clay and Jen. Jen, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. So we have a seven-year-old son. He's the best, except he's a little bit of a picky eater. He doesn't really like to branch out, eat everything on his plate. Pretty much every night I'm making him what he wants to eat. Chicken nuggets, pasta with butter, simple, easy things like that. Clay doesn't like this. He thinks we need to starve our son.
Clay, you want to starve your son? What's going on?
Okay. All right. Let's not phrase it that way. First of all, I said if he doesn't want to eat what's on the table in front of him, then he doesn't eat. But look, chicken nuggets and pasta and butter is terrible. He's a growing boy. He's going to end up being 4 feet tall if he keeps eating this way.
So what's your solution, Clay?
We start giving him a more balanced nutritional meals with some vegetables and maybe some fruits. And if he doesn't eat it, he doesn't eat. Look, eventually he will eat. It's just a matter of time.
They always say that, and then they never really do.
They do say that, right?
Of course they do.
And it's a test of wills, right? I mean, you have to think to yourself, sooner or later they're going to eat, but what's going to happen is most likely they're actually just going to run into another adult that has a weaker sense of will than you do, and they're going to feed your kid whatever it is that they can feed them at that time because they're going to come off hungry, and then you're going to end up explaining yourself to somebody possibly.
Jen, so you're on the side that you just got to kind of ride this out, right? So, like, what happens if he doesn't eat? Because I know what happens with my little one if I don't give in to her. It's terrible.
It's awful. You know, he's up all night. He's driving us crazy. He's crying. He's, you know, it's just, it's not worth the trouble. And it's not even trouble for me to make pasta. You know, we've got pasta in the fridge. We've got butter. You just whip it up. It's fine. Chicken nuggets, you pop them in the oven. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not the healthiest thing, but there's protein in chicken nuggets. You know, like he's going to be fine, and he's going to grow out of this food aversion and not wanting to eat other things. It's just, you know, he's seven. He's a kid.
Chicken nuggets that you make in the microwave and pasta and butter is not going to lend to good growth for our son. Listen, we can suffer through a few nights without sleep. Eventually, he's going to eat what's on the table. We want him to be a full-grown boy, right?
No.
So, you know, we're going to have to make some sacrifices, too, for his health.
All right. Why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because maybe they agree with you, Clay, that at some point it has to end. And if he's seven, right? I got that right. He's seven. This is the time where it needs to end. But they may see Jen's side, too, where no child grows up and turns into adult and goes to college only eating chicken nuggets and pasta with butter every night.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I think that the habits will probably change. On the other hand, you know, Clay makes a good point. Now, if you want your kid to grow up and be an athlete or something like that, or maybe just have some sort of range, maybe suffering for a week or two for something which is really a life change really isn't all that bad. I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I'd just give up immediately and give them whatever it is that they wanted.
Right. Story of my life. All right.
But reading it on paper.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the couple's court. Every parent goes through this, right? Clay and Jen have a seven-year-old picky eater, and Jen does the thing where a lot of parents do it. Every night, she makes dinner for them, pasta with butter, chicken nuggets. Clay said, it's enough. He's seven.
Yeah, he's concerned about what this is going to do for their son's potential growth in the future. He says, you know, all the doctors, all the experts, they always tell us if you leave them to be hungry, sooner or later they're going to eat. We just have to, you know, stand our ground, dig in on this.
Yeah, what do you think? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Danielle, whose side are you on?
I'm on mom's side, honestly. I'm a mom myself. I have three kids. I have twin toddlers who are four, and I have a two-year-old. And honestly, every night they eat chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, you name it, kid food. They don't want to eat anything else.
Mm. Yep.
And my four-year-old son, he's 4 pounds. This kid is growing. I have no concern of him growing at all. And it's just the phase we're in. And he eats, that's great. I'm like, when he gets older, he'll enjoy other things. But for now, this is what we're doing.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. I get upset even talking about it because it's such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So I can really sympathize with what Jen is going through. Jen and Clay have a 7-year-old child, and they are a very picky eater. Jen does the thing where she makes pasta and butter and chicken nuggets every night separate for her son. And Clay has had enough of it.
Clay thinks it's just a bad idea for his development. Thinks that, you know, we should do what the doctor's telling us, which is stop feeding them. Basically, you make one meal, you put it out there, and if they don't like it, maybe they go to bed hungry that night. The next day, they're guaranteed to eat. Sooner or later, they're going to get hungry enough. But, of course, there's the chaos that ensues when you don't feed a child. And it's a test of wills, right? I know you love it when I compare my dogs to children, Hannah.
Here we go.
One of my dogs is very much the same way. He eats when he wants to. He's got high anxiety. It gives us anxiety trying to force him to eat, and then I feel terrible trying to do that, standing over him. I don't know.
You know what's my biggest personal pet peeve about it? Because both of my kids are tough, but the little one it's a real problem.
Yeah.
Is when everybody offers their advice and they think they know. So my favorite is like, did you try the dips where you put did you do the reward chart with the stickers? I did that. Did you just try to put things a variety or give her options? The kid won't eat anything.
And she broke you. So she's going to get the chicken nuggets and she's going to get the hot dogs or whatever she wants when she wants them.
Let me take a big deep breath and let's see what you think. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I have a 7-year-old who's also a very picky eater. He would only eat grilled cheese sandwiches. That's all he ever wanted. And I tried to force him to eat what we were eating and better food choices. And addressed with his pediatrician. And the pediatrician said, he'll outgrow it. If he wants to eat grilled cheese every day, all day, just feed him. At least he's getting some type of nutrients. He's not starving. And he will outgrow it. And he did. And he became a healthy adult. He was also athletic. He played soccer, baseball, and basketball. So I assure the father that he will outgrow it. As frustrating as it is, he'll be fine.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. There's no way I'm going to let my child dictate what he's going to have for dinner. And there's no way I'm going to make two different dinners. My daughter tried to do that to me when she was little, and I made a rule where she had to try something at least 3 times before she told me that she didn't like it. And there's just so many healthy options for kids. It just takes some effort of the parents.
I'm always amazed by people that can do that. I don't know how they do that. I wish I had that kind of, I guess, strength.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jen, our audience agreed with you today. He's going to grow out of it, maybe finding some kind of middle ground, offering him the new foods along with the foods he'll eat. Clay, you're going to have to wait this out a little bit longer.
I mean, I knew I was right. It's just, this is how it is. Like, he's a kid. He grows out of it. Thank you, everyone.
Clay, it doesn't look like it's the best thing on the surface, but it's certainly going to keep the house a little bit quieter, I guess. Hopefully your child will still grow up to be strong and healthy despite only eating hot dogs and chicken nuggies.
Yeah, there goes our shot at a full scholarship. Thanks, guys.
I think he'll be all right.
Right. 5'8" instead of 6'5".
All right. Just because he ate too many chicken nuggies. You have a problem too. Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raving Cash jackpot is $300 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, Serge, you ready to play?
Yes, I am, Anna.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Serge.
Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, ask him the same questions, and whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Ice Cube says he lost out on a $9 million acting role after his refusal to get the COVID vaccine. Ice Cube played the role of Captain Dixon in what 2012 cop action comedy starring alongside Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill?
21 Jump Street.
Number 2, Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time. Jefferson's is at number 1, followed by a tie between the Brady Bunch and the one that starts with "Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip." What show is that?
That is Gilligan's Island.
Number 3, fans of Al Roker took to social media to wish him well after a health scare, and he had to miss his first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in over 20 years. Al Roker is the co-host of what NBC talk show?
Today's show.
Number 4, Wednesday Addams is the new spinoff on Netflix of The Addams Family. Wednesday attends a boarding school called Nevermore, and she brings her dismembered hand servant. What's it called?
I think it's just called Hand.
And number 5, Prince William and Kate are headed to the U.S. for the first time in 8 years for the Earthshot Awards. It'll be held in the U.S. city that has Faneuil Hall and Fenway Park. What city is that?
That'll be Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Not bad, Serge. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay. 4 out of 5 for Serge. You did really well.
Pretty impressive, man. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Ice Cube says he lost out on a $9 million acting role over his refusal to get the COVID vaccine. He played the role of Captain Dixon in what 2012 cop action comedy starring alongside Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill?
It's the 21 Jump Street series.
Yes. Yeah. Number 2, Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time. The Jeffersons was at number 1, followed by a tie between the Brady Bunch and the one that starts with "Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip." What show is that?
It's Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Number 3, fans of Al Roker took to social media to wish him well after a health scare, and he had to miss his first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in over 20 years.
Yeah.
Al Roker is the co-host of what NBC talk show?
Oh, gosh, there's just 2 big ones, right? So it's either Good Morning America or the Today Show. I'm just going to go with Good Morning America.
No, Today.
Ah!
Okay. Number 4, Wednesday Addams is the new spinoff on Netflix of The Addams Family. Wednesday attends a boarding school called Nevermore. She brings her dismembered hand servant. What's it called?
Oh, this money might be yours. Is it, is it?
No, it's Thing.
Yes, Thing.
Oh, congratulations, Serge. You just won $300.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Ooh, that was awesome. That was so good. That was so good. It was so good.
I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to play again. Don't worry. Not you and I, Serge, but I'm going to play again. But congratulations. All right, question 5.
All right, Prince William and Kate are headed to the U.S. for the first time in 8 years for the Earthshot Awards. It'll be held in the U.S. city that is Faneuil Hall and Fenway Park. What city is that?
It's Boston.
All right, doesn't matter, though, Serge, because you beat Raven 4-3 today. Enjoy that $300.
Oh, it's Serge, and I just beat Raven.
Good game, man. I'm wearing a Can't Beat Raven shirt, too.
Right. Well, you know what?
You too.
It should say Serge beat Raven. That's what it should say.
Yeah.